Prashanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 5th March 2004 in the series of Mera Baba, point number 40. Speciality of a big heart. You are a carefree emperor. Bab Dada always sees you as a carefree emperor. What is the reason? Why are you carefree? It is because you have a big heart. Where one has a big heart, then whatever is to happen, happens. Whoever is to come, comes. Baba is saying you are a carefree emperor. Baba Bab Dada always sees you as a carefree emperor. What is the reason? Why are you carefree emperor? It is because you have a big heart. Where one has a big heart, then whatever is to happen, happens. Whoever is to come, comes. So Baba is talking about big heart. What is big heart? Big heart, generous heart, magnanimous heart. That is known as big heart. In contrast to small heart, contracted heart, constricted heart, narrow-mindedness. So, big heart means generous heart. A big heart is a generous heart. Magnanimous heart. So, Baba has always talked about different types of hearts. Clean heart, clear heart, generous heart, big heart, large heart. So, it means one word, generosity. It means generosity. In Hindi, it is known as Darya Dil, Udar Chit. These are the different words which are used in Hindi. So, what are the qualifications? What are the qualities of a big heart? What are the qualities of a big heart? A person who has got a big heart, what are the qualities of that person? No, big heart. Person who has a very big heart. He is merciful. He is full of compassion. Then, a big heart is always a donor. Big heart means great donor. He will give without any counting, without keeping any accounts. He will give without any expectations. And he will just give without any measure. Unlimited. He is an unlimited donor. No partiality in giving. And he will give at all the times. It's not that at one particular time only he will give. He will give at all the times. He will give to all the persons. For him, everyone is equal. So he will be a constant donor, insistent donor. He is giving all the time. What he is giving? Whatever treasures, whatever attainments he has got from Baba, he is giving that all the time. So that is generosity. One is great donor. First is merciful. He will be merciful because he has the treasure. That's why he has the desire to give. And he is giving out of that compassion, out of that mercy, out of that sympathy, out of that empathy. So, merciful, great donor. Third, forgive and forget. He will not keep in his mind. He will not somebody has committed some mistake, so he will not keep that in mind for a long time. He will immediately forget and he will also forgive. Others' blunders, others' great mistakes. One is you see somebody committing some mistake, you remember them. And you keep on reminding that person throughout the life that you committed this mistake. That you committed this mistake. You keep on reminding that person. Generous person is the one who sees and who forgets. He knows their imperfections, their defects, their flaws, their failings. He knows everything. But still, he doesn't discuss them. He doesn't mention them. He doesn't pass a very hurtful comment on that. So he is beyond all these things. So he has that natural tendency to forget and forgive. Fifth, he has the power to accommodate. He can accommodate everyone. Because when 10 people with 10 different sanskars come together, It's very difficult to stay with them. But a generous person is the one who accommodates their sanskars. He understands their different nature, their different sanskars, and their different tendencies and propensities of mind. And he has the power to tolerate and power to accommodate. Both these things are there in a person who is a generous. Then, what else? All are equal, as I said, no partiality. All are equal for him. Then, a generous person. He gives without even asking. That will again come in the donor point. But he will give without asking. You need not to ask, but he will give just like that. And he has no expectations. And another thing, he doesn't want that others should become generous towards him. He is generous towards everyone, but he doesn't feel or expect that others also should become generous towards him. So that feeling is always there in his heart. Then, he gives even though he doesn't have sometime. This is for the gross things. There's a story of Mahatma Gandhi when he had gone in Bihar and he was campaigning for Charkha Sangh. He was Charkha Fund or something like that. That is known as Charkha Sangh. So, in that Charkha Sangh, after he finished his speech, he was always accompanied by his associate whose name was Jamnalal Bajaj, the Bajaj company, Auto Bajaj. He is the founder of that, Bajaj. So he was a very close associate of Mahatma Gandhi that time. So that Jamnalal Bajaj was always used to be there with Mahatma Gandhi. And then all of a sudden, an old woman came in front after the speech and she said that I want to give you something. And she, from the fold of her sari, she took out 1 rupee coin and gave that 1 rupee coin to Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi took that coin and kept with him. He didn't give that money to that Jamnalal. He used to keep the accounts. That all money used to go to him and he used to keep. So that 1 rupee Mahatma Gandhi did not give to him. So the Jamnalal Bajaj says to Mahatma Gandhi, don't you trust me? I keep with me lakhs of money, you hand over me all the money, but you are not giving me this money. The money, that 1 rupee that woman gave you. So he said, I cannot give you this money. Because this 1 rupee is so precious, it's so precious. Because the money which you are getting, those people are giving who already have so much money. But this woman hardly has anything. And still she is giving me this money for this great cause. So this money, this 1 rupee coin is more important to me than anything because this is arising out of that generous heart. So that's the importance of generosity. That you don't have, still you give it. This is for money, this could be for food, this could be for anything. This could be for compliment. You should be generous in praising, you should be generous in giving compliments. You should be generous in thank giving. There is another form of generosity, is thanks. That you give. Another form is time. One of the most important thing is time. We can give everything, but we don't want to give time. So giving time to others, especially when you know that some genuine problem is there, that is also an act of generosity. And one more thing, all acts of generosity should start from within. It should not come out. There's a very good story about a queen. It's a very famous story in foreign countries. There was a queen and once upon a time, a magician comes to that queen, into that kingdom, and that magician gives a box to her, a chest. And that magician says that if you have some people who are very generous, if you are surrounded by those people and if you open this box in that spirit of generosity, all the magical things would come out from this chest, from this box. All the beautiful things, all the wonderful things which you never ever imagined that will make your life very much happy, all such things will come out from this box. So that queen takes that chest, that box, and she roams around from one country to another country, from one village to another village, and at last she collects a group of generous people. And in their company, in her kingdom, she opens that box, but nothing comes out. So she is depressed, she is despondent, and she says, "Hey, why? Nothing came out." Okay, so she takes that box and she is walking on the way. And she sees a small boy sitting on the way, who is a beggar, who is an orphan, he doesn't have anything. And he asks her some money. So she says, "I don't have any money because I am already out of my place." So that boy says, "Give me that box." So she says, she hesitates, "How can I give this box? Because this box is known to, once I open it, some magical things would come out. And this is given to me by a magician. I cannot give you this box." So she asks that boy, "What you will do?" He says, "I will sell this box and I will get some food." So she even hesitates more. But at last she feels pity on that boy. And she says, "Okay, take this box." And that boy opens that box. And all of a sudden all the beautiful things start coming from that box. And there is a song that is played in the background. And that song says, all the things, all the goodness, all the generosity should start from within. When you became generous, then the box opened. When you collected group of people, that time box did not open. It's when she became generous, when her spirit of generosity rose in her heart, that time when the box was open, the beautiful things, the magical things started coming out. So the principle of generosity is, generosity should come from within. It's charity begins at home. So let the generosity begins at home. Let me first become generous. And then the world. Udara charitanam tu vasudaiva kutumbakam. That's the praise of the Lord, of God. That He is Daryadil. He is having a very big and very huge heart. He accommodates everybody's faults, failings, sins. And He forgives them in the similar manner. We are the children of that ocean of generosity. He is the ocean of generosity. Let us also become generous. And not for one person, two persons, but for everyone. Whosoever is there in this world. And that is what Baba means when he says, big heart, magnanimous heart, generous heart, large heart. Vivekananda has said somewhere, all expansion is life. All contraction is death. All expansion is life. All contraction is death. This contraction of the heart. My this, my country, my this, my nation, my state. This is all limitations. We are born for the unlimited. All contraction. This tubular vision, just to see my benefit, this is contraction. Let it allow the heart to expand. Allow the heart to grow up. And then all the sorrows will disappear. You know, somebody has said a very good thing about selfishness. If you want to become selfish, you become so selfish that let your selfishness expand and you start that this is my world. This is my universe. Become selfish for that. So automatically in that selfishness, all selflessness will come. Because now you start thinking about the world, my world it is. And when I say my world, so all the souls, all the people in this world, in this universe are mine. So have this selfishness. Rather than my husband, my wife, my children, my home, my family, my office. This is a very limited domain. We need to go out of this orbit of selfishness and expand and make this whole world our family. So that is the pinnacle of real selfishness. Real selfishness or real selflessness. Then they become two same. That is no more a selfishness. Because then you are thinking of the world. And that is your selflessness actually. So, ultimate selfishness becomes selflessness. So, today's homework. is think about 10 different things we can do for in the spirit of generosity. It could be anything. It could be anything. In one article given somewhere, they have given 50 different days, 50 days and 50 types of generosities. Every day you do one generous thing. Like someday you buy a gift on Amazon and gift it to somebody online only without mentioning your name. It's for those people who have money. You send a mail to some company and compliment that company. Yeah, you are doing good. It could be a telephone company or anything. This is like act of generosity. You go to the hospital and gift an apple whom you don't know. You go to an orphanage and give something to those children. Yeah? 7 billion act of goodness. So in this way, you do some acts of goodness. You go to unknown places, go to the blind school and meet them all and give a blessing card to everyone. You go to the hospital, give fruits. You go to the railway station, give something to all the beggars. You go to some place, if you have books, take a lot of books and distribute those books in the schools. Small books. These are acts of goodness. These are acts of generosity. If you have money, purchase some CD and go to some school and give that CD to everybody. Some morality or something like that, which is not very much controversial. Like people should not say this is a very much sampradayik or something like that. It's some general virtues. These are the virtues and importance of virtues. You can take some pen drive and fill some good classes and give it to somebody. So classes, books, electronics, anything, fruits, some gifts, some bags, give to anybody. If you don't have money, type something and give some compliment. Send a thank you to somewhere. Something like that. But without any expectations. You thanked and then you are waiting. What is their reply? They are not replied. I have sent a message to the company and company has not even said thank you. We are thanking and we want a thank you in return. This is a very costly thank you. So not that way. Do little acts. Go out and do something for all the people whom you don't know. Unknown people. There could be street orphans and go to some old age home and meet all of them. They will feel good. Go to the leprosy hospital. Go to the hospital. There are patients. There are some patients. No relatives come and meet them. Orphanage. So many places are there like this. So these are the different acts of goodnesses. There is a very good chart made up for 50 or 30 days. I think 30 acts. So we can also plan for next 30 days, 30 acts of goodnesses. Each day, one act. Okay, so that's homework. Om Shanti.